This week at Macy's, discover big savings on fashion and home essentials. Keep warm and stay on trend with specials on coats for him and her, 60 to 65% off. Get 25% off women's shoes for any weather. And refresh your space with select Charter Club bedding and bath collections, now 50% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. More at Macy's.com/StarRewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Podcast Uncut. It's all about you. Yes, you. You. This is where we answer your comments and we talk some shit, as always.
Yeah. And we explain our shit.
Yeah. You want to start with the first comment?
I got a comment here. Someone was like, what are we naming that pool? It needs a name, guys. This is from...
You should name him. Who's the guy who complained? The first guy. You read the comment. Mm-hmm.
Ghost lady.
What was that guy's name? His name was something weird.
STSK something.
Yeah.
We should name him that.
We know. Well, he coined the phrase Mr. Rabanek, so we can't have the poo being called Rabanek. No way. It deserves better.
Let us know what we should call the poo in the comment section there. And then, yeah, we'll call it whatever.
If it's that necessary.
That's the first comment you went to.
Yeah.
Her poo.
Oh, she's looking out for a poo.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Vested interest.
Oh, vested interest.
Her poo.
This is personal.
Exactly. We've been holding that grudge for a long time. My poo needs to be redeemed, y'all.
No, Shim.
Oh, goodness. I got a comment here. Someone's asking, can you please revisit the 3 p.m. Time schedule? Why did you guys shift to 3 p.m.? So what happened is I looked at the YouTube analytics, and it said the best time to post is at 3 p.m. because that's when most of our chillers are on YouTube.
Online.
So that's how it came about. Nothing more than that. Because we used to post at 9 in the morning.
But what is wrong with posting at 9 and the 3 p.m. chillers catch it there at 3 p.m.?
So you have more chances of more people seeing it if you post it at 3 p.m. Because at 9 a.m. our chillers are not online, according to the analytics on YouTube.
Think of it as a show at 12 o'clock on radio, the numbers that it has, versus the show on the same radio station between 3 and 6.
In the morning.
Yes. Yeah. Or in the morning and the numbers that it has.
How much do you guys know about the analytics of the podcast, like numbers-wise? Besides what you just see, like the subscribers and views.
I know we've got more female chillers than we do male.
Yeah, let's actually see how well you guys know the podcast. Let me go to the analytics. Where are they? Okay, cool.
Okay, so I'll park my comment so long.
All right. How many people do you think have subscribed and not subscribed? The people that watch, percentage-wise. Huh? So out of 100%, how many people do you think have subscribed? And how many haven't?
But the people that subscribed is the 58,000.
And then there's another amount of people that watch but haven't subscribed.
I think there's a bulk of about 10,000.
No, give me a percentage.
Percentage.
So
out of
100. That would be...
I'd say 40.
40%.
I'd say 20.
20%.
Yeah.
We have 47% people that watch who've subscribed, and then 52.9% haven't subscribed.
So they just come in, giddy one night stand.
Yeah.
Okay.
So shit, we've got more than 100,000 subscribers then.
Yeah, technically.
Yeah. If those 52 people subscribe... We would be on 120,000.
Yes.
Hey, you guys are fishes.
Yo. Hey. No, you know what I noticed?
Enemy of progress.
No, look at...
Fishes are collective.
Look at it this way.
Collective.
You know
collectively, all of them that haven't subscribed.
They're not fishes. They're just fish.
Fish.
Yeah.
No, listen, guys. plural. Yeah, you don't say fishes. It's just fish. If you notice, when it premieres, you see about 500 viewers.
But only 100 likes.
Yes, but only 100 likes. Or 200 or 50. And that becomes
unfair.
But
he said they must not subscribe.
Yeah, or maybe they... Yeah.
Also that. Like, people also that. Listen.
Do you want to retract that statement? Do you want to...
There's more than a half. Yeah.
Do you want to retract that statement?
So
47. We've got 47% chillers and then 52.9 fishes. Can I say that? Fishes.
No, or fish.
Fish. So if you're not a subscriber, you're a fish.
Yes. Collectively.
Okay. Age. Oh, and gender. Female or male percentage? Who do you think we have?
I'd say 60-40.
60-40. Female, ne?
Yeah, 60-40 female.
Yeah, I'd agree, same.
We've got females 51.1%.
Wow.
Male is 48.9%.
Hmm. It's almost balanced.
Yeah, yeah, it's balanced.
We are balanced.
Yeah. Age? Between 13 to 17, 18 to 24, 25 to 35, and 35 to 44.
The first age group is?
13 to 17.
Percentage?
Yeah.
Mad. 5.
You guys, lady?
I agree with
you. Are you here or you still stuck on the pool?
No.
Are you drowning?
Yeah, okay. I 10%?
10. 0.6%.
Wow. I'm not surprised.
Wow. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Why would a 15-year-old want to listen to the half of the crap that we speak?
Yeah.
18 to 24 percentage?
18 to 24
Between 25 and 30.
I'd say 15%.
We've got 33%.
Ooh.
I think that's our biggest.
Are you serious? Actually, I would have
25 to 34 years.
I'd have scored bigger.
15. That is a 15.
15.
Yeah, 15. Oh man.
I do my atama. Yeah.
Oh, guys. Maybe I'm just tired.
Yeah, clearly. It is 54%.
Huh?
Yeah.
You see, you threw me off with that's the biggest. That's why I'm like, okay.
But then, that's what I think.
But you agree. McGee agreed with you.
I didn't agree. Exactly. 54%.
That's, I would have, see, if maybe I just needed a smoke, you know, and then I would have thought better. Yes.
You don't smoke.
That's a lot, man. 54%. So half our audience is 25 to 34.
Oh.
So those are our peers.
Those are our peers.
Makes
yeah.
sense.
Yeah.
Makes
yes.
sense.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's who we chill with, who we eat with.
Mm.
And the older group?
And then 35 to 44?
Below 5.
10?
10%. Yes, you're correct. Yay! You see, when you think for yourself, you know?
Stop drinking from my cup. The poison chalice.
Subtitles, the no subtitles. Yo, do you know we try to do subtitles on the Zotto interview?
Yeah.
Yo.
It was painful.
Yo.
Never again.
Tabang was busy with part one. Turf was busy with part two. 8 minutes. I'm saying like 8 minutes where he's done the subtitles for 8 minutes of the interview. It took him 4 hours to do 8 minutes.
What was the issue? Translating?
As Tabang, because he'll tell you. I think it's a process.
Yeah, it was just basically you stop, listen, stop, listen, stop, listen, stop, listen.
Type.
Yeah.
And then you have to put it in the video.
I suppose. I understand. Back in my TV days, if you had to do a documentary style thing with subtitles, your video would not be done. So what happens is obviously we'd go out and shoot. And then you obviously know what pieces you want to. So you do a rough cut.
Mm.
And then give the rough cut to a turf.
Yes.
To clean it up and put all the bells and whistles on it. But if you want subtitles, here's a lot of
work. It's a lot. And I just recently shot with Makazi. And she was just speaking Venda there.
Oh.
Yeah.
So,
but to do
so you translated.
I know. Subtitles and that will take a week.
They're Makazi.
Yeah, it would take a week, so we'll just put it up as it is.
But I think South Africa is, and also I think the beauty in it is, we always want to use English as a universal language.
Mm.
And I think South Africa as it is, like, I'm Kimosoto.
Yeah.
Ne? But when Mzwara here speaks, I can pick up part and parcel of what
he says.
And same with him. Only difference is it was like pillow talk. That's how he learned Setswana. You can hear. I mean, Mnaga can speak. So, like every time I come here, he's like, "Hey, Mwaneso, hey, di khomu di kai." You know, and it's we are beautiful in our diversity. Mm. And we can pick up because our languages have, in as much as they're very different, they've got so many similarities.
Mm.
You know, so if or when Makati drops, you might miss one or two or three things or four or five things.
No, you're going to miss a lot.
But just curiosity will kind of get you there. Ask. And what I like about the chillers is, especially on the comments, is that they sort of like assist each other in a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe Makati is an opportunity for a lot of people to...
to learn Venda.
Yeah, we can go above Mubango, you know?
Mm.
Try.
Yeah.
But bebe baba. Never really hit the spot. Kind of thing.
All right, and then lastly, countries. Which countries, the top countries, do you think we get our chillers from?
I stand to be corrected, but I think South Africa is number one.
South Africa? You don't even need to stand to be corrected. Sit down.
I did that on purpose. obviously, but I think closest is the USA.
Be soft on her, man. She's drowning today.
Okay, skis.
Yeah.
No.
Stay on Feasley. It's Women's Month after all.
So yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe I thought it's finished in my head.
Yes. South Africa.
Minus SA, I think the USA is the USA or China is number two.
Cool. You goes, lady.
Hmm. I'd like to think maybe Botswana is number two. South Africa number one.
Mm.
Back room number two.
Namibia, number three.
Wow.
Big room.
Have you seen analytics?
No. Share the password.
Yeah, South Africa's number one with 87%.
Uh-huh.
Botswana's number two with 2.1%.
Whoa.
United States, number three with 1.1%. United Kingdom, number four.
UK, big ups. Yeah.
Namibia, number five. And it goes on, actually.
China's not even in the top five.
No, China's not in the top five.
There's so many South Africans in the East, eh?
Yeah.
Those people who are teaching Chinese people how to speak English and shit.
And then we've got Eswatini, Zimbabwe, Lesotho, Zambia, Canada, UAE, Germany, Australia, Russia. Hey, Vladimir watches.
Putin.
Because we put in.
Yeah.
When the podcast gets to Russia, we put in.
Yeah. Right, cool. Those are the analytics.
I'm surprised that in all that you said, like Korea and China never actually showed up.
No, they didn't. I think it's just your friends. It's just my ada.
No, my ada's back in SA.
Is he? So no one.
You are hoping he's there just taking 20%.
No, actually back in China. There was one of our chillers who's back in, not back in China, but she's one of our chillers, original.
Where's that girl, man, who's big on YouTube? What's her name?
She America.
Went to go teach America. Is she back?
Yeah. She's there. No,
oh, she's still there.
That side, yeah.
I love America. She's such a vibe.
Yeah.
Comment from Sibusi Somhlanga. He says, I wish you could have spoken more on Herman Mashaba and his party and politics in general. We need to be more vocal on the state of the country and have a say.
Mm. That's your forte. Why don't you speak about
my forte?
That?
You live in this country also. Venda's not a country by itself anymore. You can't hide behind that shit.
Yeah.
So what do you have to say about that?
I think we spoke about this the last time when we said...
We should start... Remember when we wanted to start our party?
Yes. Yeah. I think young people in this country are okay to be sheep and be led.
Mm.
We don't have young people who have our interests at heart in parliament.
Mm.
Even if there's a young person who's part of the ANC, they are there to push the narrative of the ANC.
Yes, they work for ANC, not us.
Yes. EFF, I also think it's the same thing. The narrative is little bit ANC because the EFF was obviously born from the ANC. But they've got their own agendas to push.
Mm.
We've got so many bright people in this country that you don't have to have...
Someone actually sent me a young political party. Let me try to find it on my phone.
Yeah, continue.
We don't have to have the minister wearing felt spoons and burning his chicken in the middle of the night as our finance minister. There's a lot of bright people who are young.
Yeah.
And who know how to play with numbers and they can deal with the trillions. Mm. Health-wise, there's...
Here we go. Here's a political party for young people. There's African-born freedom fighter.
Matutu Thabang.
Does Thabang even know about it? You don't know.
African-born freedom fighter.
It's. I mean, I've got a cousin.
Hey, but this guy looks like he'll steal your phone.
See, that's the problem.
No, look at him, though. Are you going to vote for this nigga? Let me open the thing. Yes, you're saying like
my cousin, who's...
Oh, he's from Alex, this guy.
He will steal your phone.
Look at him.
Tech!
Let your phone la. Hey, ghost lady, look at him. Can you see?
I can see. Oh, yeah, he's guilty.
Don't plead.
He's guilty.
By association. Yeah. But obviously, you can't judge a book by its cover. So he probably has good ideas. Mm. Obviously, it's just us taking a piss. But I was saying, like my cousin, there's so many health during the COVID epidemic. She is a medical student, fifth or sixth year. And there are so many things that she told me that, like, yo, why don't we do this as a country? Why don't we do this as a country? Blah, 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 blah. And she's just like maybe a 0.5% of all the other doctors who've got like brilliant minds that can help us get out of so many things. Mm-hmm. And that's health and finance. I haven't even gone into transport. Why are taxi drivers still running shit? Why Gautrain only goes from Pretoria to Joburg CBD? The bulk of the people that need to use the Gautrain, some of them are from Alex, some of them are from Soweto. Mm-hmm. Why is there no route from those particular places? The transporting of a lot of things, like it's, young is not 45.
Mm.
And the world is becoming, the ideas of the world are becoming younger. They're becoming 30, 25, 20.
Drop that knowledge. Like, yeah.
And you still be
60-year-olds, yeah.
That's why we have Thabang shooting for us.
So imagine in 2020. So basically what we're doing now is we're listening from music. I mean, we're listening to music from a cassette.
Drop the fucking
thing. And there's Apple Music.
Yeah.
A cassette that you can't rewind it.
Yeah. Or LPs have that sentimental thing to it, but it's fine. But when last did you see somebody playing music from a cassette?
Mm.
Where would you even get a cassette?
TDK, you're watching a movie from TDK, Mona. It's Netflix, though.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how progressive we need to be thinking. But I don't think the space is there. And
start your own, like,
Do we really? You know, over the weekend, I think it's mainly on Saturdays, I go on Twitter and...
Not Pornhub.
No.
Anymore.
That's for Thursdays.
I've left my subscription there.
We've upgraded to what?
To Pornhub at home.
Only fans.
Nah. He is the hub.
The DJ's Boo hashtag. Mm. Where people promote their businesses.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Remind me to tell you about DJ Spell. I called him this week.
So here's what I will categorically tell you this. Somebody selling T-shirts. Somebody selling eggs.
Eggs.
Because you're right. I can see the timeline already.
Somebody's doing somebody's CVs.
Techies. Cleaning service.
Sanitizers have also come up like quite a lot of late. Sanitizers, PPEs and masks and whatnot. And
catering.
Somebody will design you a website and this and that and that. And you know what's weird? We call all those people entrepreneurs. They are not. That is not entrepreneurship.
What are they?
They're just trying to make a living.
Mm.
And I think until we get to a point whereby we think out of the box, which we can.
Mm.
You know, one of the dopest things that I come across was there's this guy who has it's a farming cattle app whereby you can buy a cow or a bull remotely and you own it.
That's it.
And he looks after it for you.
Oh, dope.
And if it breeds and whatever, I just forgot the name of that app. I used to have it on my phone before my phone crashed and I had to get a new one. It's those kind of things for me are revolutionary. They work. If you start like a shopping mall of sorts as an app, is it kind of where those guys that we interviewed on Black Friday? Evansons,
yes.
Mm. Yes. Having like a host of businesses that somebody can just go in, it's a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for Urban Sense, they don't have the market that, because I saw an ad on one of the news channels this weekend, whereby they do the same thing that Urban Sense does, but they're able to go and produce a television ad for it.
Mm. Budget.
Which is money, which is budget. And I look at people that come and propose Black Fridays, and I can't have you coming and saying, no, we are.
So there's a criteria shares. Now.
We are it's not even a criteria. Like, we can only talk so much about you producing t-shirts.
Okay.
Hey, buy ours, by the way.
No more t-shirts.
I think you did it like 10 years ago.
Mm.
You can't. No, guys. And we look at the scope of ownership in this country. Ne? What do we own?
You know,
except
till this day,
the podcast.
You know, till this day, I still can't find a black-owned courier service that delivers alcohol nationwide.
Doesn't Hobo do?
No. They're only doing Joburg. In Gauteng, there's a lot, millions.
And also with that.
But till this day, I found one, the Tep or something, but he doesn't do alcohol.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But another thing that I forgot, Dikota.
Mm.
Yo, Jesu Christ. DJs Boo and Dakota. Wow. Like, why do we all go to the same thing? Is it an easy solve? Like, genuinely, is it an easy solve?
Yeah.
The thing is, anything that's easy, people will always do.
Yeah.
That's why everyone raps.
But I'm the only rapper here.
Which towels are you rapping? So, it's... it's we need to diversify our portfolios, man. Like, why can't we have, no matter how shitty it might look, it doesn't matter. Or no matter
but
how
it's getting under-resourced,
wait, no matter how under-resourced it might look, it doesn't matter. Why is it that, and I think a lot of people don't know this, do you know that there is a mini Silicon Valley in Stellenbosch? Why else not Silicon Valley in Mamelodi? But there's 50,000 people selling t-shirts. We can only wear so many clothes, guys. Like, can we be innovative? Like, king supply and demand. Do people really need clothes that much? No, like, honestly, do they?
Well, yeah, you wear clothes every day, so you need clothes.
How many?
It's like food. You'll get hungry either. Oh, so that's why, you know, it's unfortunate. We're going to go into things that we know that I'm going to get money. And sometimes we're thinking quick money. So because, people get hungry all the time, let's all think God does. You understand? No. That's unfortunate. No one is actually being unique and saying, let me just branch off. Let me think about it well and not just, you could be a pizza place.
Have you seen a pizza place in the hood?
No.
How many quarter places have you seen?
A lot. Because what does it take to just start a quarter? Just your mom's kitchen is good enough.
But also, ne, my thing is, sharp. You're going to make t-shirts, you're going to call them 5 bob. Mm-hmm. Can't you strive to be a rich Mnisi or a Maxhosa? Make your product be... Don't make me buy a 150 rand t-shirt. And our t-shirts are just like a brand association. It's not, we're not in the business of clothes.
Yeah.
Right? But why do you have to... Like, I feel like the repercussions of apartheid are still killing us now because we're still thinking small. We are still thinking very small. Because making a t-shirt, making 100 t-shirts is easy.
But you get those few, those people who actually branch out and think bigger.
How many? Tell me of 10 guys, top-notch.
Here's the chin, right? You're able to branch out and say, okay, here's something
no,
that...
No, we just love our goal.
Oh.
Yeah. That's opportunity.
But it was, you had the Siwela wines, right?
That yeah. We love
how
our
many,
goal.
Yeah, but how many... But it was good that someone thought like, okay, I can actually have my own wine and it's a black-owned company. So there are those few...
But how many black distilleries are there?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the problem. We need to get there. But like, I think there is.
Like, stop telling me that you can... Make my CV. Fuck. I can just go on Google and say,
Canva.
How to make the best CV.
Mm.
Canva.
Mm. People are still, I will make a logo for your company. In 2020.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Then just share on hashtag DJ Spook.
I'm saying, like the people who promote their businesses there, I think, guys, let's be...
But there's a lot of ignorant people
okay,
who would still
you,
go.
Let me ask you this, ne? All the big corporates in this country, like the Huawei's, the Discoveries, and all those people, they leave. Who are we going to be left with that's going to provide whatever it is that they have?
Yo!
Ooh.
Ooh.
So all the multinationals, if Damn. They had to leave, and they say, we gone.
Like,
I'm going to go to one thing that everybody uses. A car.
Mm.
Who's going to make cars for us? Because all the cars that we make in this country are somebody else's brand.
Yeah.
When are we going to make our own shit?
Mm.
And we speak about economic emancipation. Like, we've got the skill set. The money might not be there. And unfortunately, I think we've spoken about this. Those with the money are just happy to keep the money because they get invited to sit at the table.
Mm.
And they don't want other people to come in.
In, yeah.
To the room so that they can share the table and share ideas and whatever, yeah. and whatever.
Viva La Kika. You see why I'd vote for him?
You know?
Land for president.
Yes.
No.
Why?
Hey.
You see, the bright ones also do that. They go, no, it's fine. Let the...
Continue. I'm going to ban alcohol.
He survived.
No, but like all I'm saying is like we need to think out of the... Like Silicon Valley was just... It did not... Somebody was like, yo, listen, we are this. Let's go all function here.
Mm.
And everything that's there functions. It functions. It's Google uses Apple. Apple uses this one. This one uses that one. That one uses this one. Uber uses this. Hey, you're an app. Can you integrate into my... Okay, cool, sharp. I'm going to create an iOS that integrates your app into my thing. Cool, sharp. Boom, boom. Bob is your uncle.
And everything in the world starts with an idea.
Mm.
Yeah.
Someone having an idea.
But are you telling me, Jorge, you sat down, you smoked, drank coffee, you had cocaine, or you had whatever it is that inspires you to come up with a good idea, and that good idea is a t-shirt.
Speaking about DJ Spoon, so I saw him on my timeline, and I reached out to him, I called him, because it made me remind me of something. I don't know if you guys saw the second DJ Spoon
interview. During lockdown?
Yeah, during lockdown.
I passed through it.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw it, but like...
Dude, that time, ne?
Yes!
I was tired, bruh.
Yeah, it looked very...
I was tired.
Was it forced?
No. Listen to what I'm saying. Oh. I was tired, out of gas. We started this podcast. It was 2 years. Nothing was happening. You can even ask Thabang. Like, I was like, hey, boy, this thing is getting tiring now, you know? Because so much work goes into the final product. Mm. So before I recorded with Spool, I was like, even thinking like, if nothing happens this month, when it comes to this podcasting thing, I need to reevaluate, sit down and see, okay, cool. Am I going back home to the farm?
To the popcorn machine.
You get what I'm saying? And then if you watch that interview, this stuff that he said, where I was like, fuck, it resonated with me. And that's what kept me going. So I called him to say, yo, thank you for that interview. I don't know, because I hardly ever do like interviews twice with someone. But for that one, I don't know why it happened, how it happened, but I needed to hear what Spool said in that interview.
It was more for you.
Than yes, because after that, I got a new lease of life. I was like, fuck, let's go. I even told Tavan, I'm like, dude, let's push, bro. We can't give up now. But I was literally like, I was out of gas. I was tired. I was like, hey, we've been doing this thing. Nothing's happening.
Yeah.
What the fuck? And now that I look at it, had we stopped then,
wouldn't be where we are now.
You know what I mean? Like Open View, Travis. You know, the gin. We hadn't even launched the gin yet. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. So it was like, shit, man, let me call Spool because I don't know if I've told him this. And I just called him to tell him, thank you, man, for that interview.
That's nice. Cool.
Gives me more fire.
Yeah. Good one. Good one.
That's a good one. Yeah. Anyway.
But
last comments? What do you want to say?
No, I still want to shit on people. Stop making t-shirts. No, but on the real, I think we need to... Can we think out of the box? Can we be more innovative? Can we support each other? Primarily supporting each other because...
And there's no greater time to buy black than now.
Yes, but also when... Don't buy black for the sake of buying black. Buy black because black is quality.
Yes. Black is king.
Don't think you're going to get into the system... And think you're going to bypass the chief. No, 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 no. We're not about that.
Yeah.
If you're going to do something, do it because you're doing it. It's a quality product that people can resonate with. It's when you wear your Richard Munisi thing, like, yeah, no.
Is that a thing, the Richard Munisi thing?
It's a thing and a half. Yeah.
Fuck. Is he bigger than the Tsepo jeans guy? Or they parallel?
They big in their own right.
Yeah.
It's like Makosa. Big in their own right.
Right, yeah. Rishi Mnisi is coming through.
Big on their own right. You know? And
they released a nice sneaker now.
Exactly. You know? Drip. Like, people are only starting to catch on it. Like, we spoke to them when in Jan. People are catching on to them now. And it's... Like, let's support it. Support, but support quality. Because we can make quality. Don't support somebody who cuts corners. Doesn't matter they black, brown, purple, that I don't give a damn. But they must be black first. And then we can take it from there. I mean, there are black entrepreneurs who are making cell phone in this country. But also there are some people that I also need to call them out. When we say, yo, bro, we've got a platform. Yeah, we're not ENCA. We're not SABC, but we've got a platform. Can you tell the people who consume our platform, like, yo, this is what we have, blah, 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 you can get it here. Yeah, I'll get back to you. It's our state of mind has been damaged, and the damage has been passed on, and I'm hoping that the generation that follows us will be less stained than we are.
Oh, I know. Tabang's generation is fucking shit up, dog.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to believe. You're that as well. Yeah.
Yes. Because and they're quality, not. Quality, dog. Have you seen the way Tabang shoots? One man.
And I'm happy with that. But I need.
He's our rich Mnisi.
Laduma.
You know?
Batu.
All in one.
The other thing that actually that hit me was when, because you know earlier on I told you that my Ada is in the country, so every Sunday morning I play tennis with him by waterfall, right? What hits me is where we play tennis is I think about 3 or 4 courts, and there's like a cricket field on the side. I think I've been there for 5, if not 6 weeks. The only black people in that vicinity at that time is me and him. And I say that because by the cricket field, there's an Indian family with a kid who's about 5, 6, 7, who's Kagiso Rabade. And the parents are there sitting on camp chairs like, yeah, go for it. Where's our people? Are they driving past with a V250 there looking all hungover and shit? So where are we going to get the next Kagiso Rabade? If you live in Waterfall, you've got the facilities whereby on a daily basis, your kids can go there, learn how to bowl line and length, learn how to bet and learn how to play tennis, learn how to be Roger Federer.
That's why they live in Waterfall and you don't. You're busy there with your tennis. They're making money.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. No,
I ain't got time for that shit.
But why do the people, why do the white people and the Indian people and the Chinese people who live there, who are also making money, taking time out to go to the playing fields with their kids?
Because they employ black people to work for them. The same ones that you see.
Yeah.
Oh, so black V12 people can employ black people?
No. I'm saying they are, that's a different grade.
Oh, no, but they live in the same hood.
Yeah. But you don't know how they get their money.
All I'm saying is, like,
but Glenn, are you
like, when I was
but I'm not taking away from what you're saying.
Yes.
When I was growing up, my mother never had a chance to go watch me play cricket or tennis or soccer. I went there, nobody was cheering me on the side except for
she was working, Chief.
She was working.
To buy those cricket bats.
Yeah.
But now we are the parents. Okay. You are the parents.
Yes.
That are able to bypass that system and go watch your child play the soccer and the cricket and the whatevers.
Yeah.
And I hope we do good by the little ones.
Being involved.
And being involved.
Yes.
And supporting them in, buy them a cricket bat, a tennis racket, a soccer ball, rugby boots, squash, everything. Let them choose what they want to excel in and support whatever hustle that is.
Yeah.
Did I tell you my son is a superstar inventor now?
How?
Because they saw me on the La Cizre episode on MTV. So now he goes around telling all the kids, my dad was on TV.
They want to be TV stars. Support them. You know? But all I'm saying is
that time I was smoking, my mom shared on me, dog.
She finally found out.
No, she's always known that I smoke, but she doesn't like it. So on the episode that they aired, I was smoking and was on camera. She's like, hey, she shat on me, dog.
She said stress.
I was thinking,
Lassie was stressing me.
Do you know how these celebrities are?
I was within the mix. But yeah, the long and short of it, I just think we are better than we think we are.
True. All right, cool.
We need to stop dilly-dallying.
There's a comment here, actually talking about McGee and being a dad.
Yes.
Says, from Nicholas Masangu. Yo, man, McGee can blast a laugh, hey? Sometimes I wonder how his kid reacts when his dad is laughing. And how he will guide his kids, looking at the fact that he always has the knowledge from others and pretend as... pretends like
she's
he
drowning,
never.
Chief, she's drowning.
No, it's just people's handwriting. But anyway, how they text. And pretend as in he's never engaged in the experience. He's such a character. That's why I follow the podcast. So how are you as a dad?
Oh, I'm the greatest dad ever.
Who told you that?
Said everybody who kicked the soccer ball. The greatest soccer player.
I think I'm a
how
good
does
dad.
He react to you? Like when, whether, however, just
like we laugh together. I haven't really taken account to how he reacts when I laugh. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
it's not even just about laughing. Like, what's your connection for? Like the connection that you have together.
I've got a very good connection. We get along well. You know. I don't know. I mean, like
3G, LTE, LTE, 5G,
5
G.
What do you watch together? Like, yeah.
Dude, we do almost everything together. He's closer to me than he is to his mother.
Oh,
let me say
cute.
That. I don't know if that explains.
Now I've seen him with his son. They're a duo. They're a duo. They're pretty dope together. Actually, they understand each other.
And it's because I never had a dad growing up, so my dream is to you know, be a great, dad to my son
yeah.
that I wanted.
Okay. Mm,
so that's what I do the most.
Cute.
You're dope, man.
Yeah. But he mustn't start a YouTube channel.
Fuck it up.
Yeah.
You have more subscribers than I imagine.
Cool. You got a comment? Last one in closing. You don't have one. Do you have a comment?
Just that one now.
All right, cool. We out of here, man. Out. Podcast and chill. Love you guys. Long time. Grandeur is back.
Yeah.
Makhadzi. Yo, I can't wait.
Yes, wait. Are we still doing the podcast webinar?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. That's and I found a place, the Amp Studios, where we can do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So all those people who've been inquiring about
watch the space.
What it takes to start a podcast.
Yeah.
Watch the space. It's all the details will come through to you from us. And Ghost Lady in closing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Podcast in closing. In closing, get your bottle of grandeur. We're back in business. Mm-hmm. I'm still looking for a Korea company, a black one, that does nationwide.
Okay, cool.
Because I'm using the Korea guy now. But sometimes they break. I think they drink the bottles.
Do you blame them?
Because that
is good, man. You know? So,
yeah.
Niggas just getting high off what they have to deliver. They deliver to their noses, not to the people. I mean, sorry, to their mouths, not to the people.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And make sure you watch Makhadzi's interview.
Oh, it's coming through now. Nice.
Subtitles.
No subtitles.
Damn, it's deep.
Is it deep?
Deep.
It's going to be bigger than Zotto.
I don't know about numbers, but I've never seen or heard Makhadzi like that.
Is it?
Yeah.
I get I was going on your narrative.
It's going to be bigger,
It's going to become bigger.
Those ones are going to be on top for a while. Unless we get, some Easy or something.
Okay. Or Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah,
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Apparently you're working on that.
Trevor Noah? Mm. No. I DM'd him last year. He never responded, so...
How many DMs did you
get? DM.
I only have his South African number. I don't have the...
I grow Muzibi. It's coming back at you, nigga. It's like, hey, my guy. Hey, funny guy. Delete.
We are here, podcast and chill, boom.
Sweet.
Dear home, we need a change, a room evolution. We need HomeSense, a new store where one bold piece can change your whole place, like a leather sofa built for beauty and binge watching. With endless discoveries, I'll always bring you something pretty or cool or pretty cool. Want a hand-woven rug? Game-changing savings mean the answer is yes. I'm going now. The new store is in Franconia at Manchester Boulevard and Beulah Street. Love you. HomeSense. This changes everything.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.